I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't it good? Portland Trailblazers got another win last night, 112-103 in Toronto. That may be one of the wild things of the NBA, is that the Blazers just seemingly keep trying to win and do.
I mean, you weren't going to lose that game.
Yeah, boy, they tanked really hard. Yeah. And that's talking Trailblazers. The entirety of the NBA, though, is going a little nuts when you think about all of the things that have happened just in the month of April, and they've only played 3 days worth of games this month so far. We can go from the wild and weird, the whole Ja Morant finger gun gate that's happening right now, where he does the finger guns to the Golden State Warriors. He and Buddy Hield of Golden State get a warning that, hey, you guys better watch yourselves here. And literally the same day, Ja Morant last night hits a game winner against the Miami Heat, does the finger guns.
Yep.
Which, can we talk about that? He 100% fully extended his arm and pushed off.
Yes. I mean, it is.
Like, I mean, that was one of those ones where you're like, I know time and situation, but that one was pretty egregious. He goes into the land of the Giants. They go straight up, and he just goes yank, step back. Great shot.
Look, when
game
you
winner.
When you weigh $170, you get away with some stuff because you get beat up most of the time. But the whole finger gun of it all, it's like,
yeah,
it's taken over kind of social media today, and the only people really defending Ja are Grizzlies fans. The rest of the world is saying, are you stupid?
I think he is.
Yeah, and it's very much, it is because it's like, it was like, the rules are different for Ja. Yes! Congratulations! You have cleared the first hurdle to mental capacity.
Well, I'll let you know this one, too. If you're on probation, rules are different for you, too.
Especially when you get the phone call 12 hours before. I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was on social media, just quantify this the best way. It's not that what Ja did is so egregious, or the finger guns are so egregious. It's that
it's not.
The people,
because in a vacuum,
totally
it's,
fine.
It's not an egregious celebration, but you have to have awareness of who you are and what you have done in your past.
It's like with Draymond Green. Every time he does something mildly out of pocket, it's going to be looked at harder because he was so out of pocket for so long.
Yeah.
Ja, you flash guns, dude. Do the ice in your veins. Do the DX chop. I don't care. Do literally give the bird to the bench. I don't care. It is perception. They have told you, don't do this thing, dummy.
Yeah.
And you went and did it 12 hours later. I was like, what's the big deal? Anybody else is doing it?
Yeah.
It's the one thing you were asked not to do. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't. I don't understand it.
Shams Charania has reported that Ja Morant had a call with Adam Silver.
Yes.
They talked. And
don't. And
that night, finger guns.
Right to it. And again, the post that I was referencing, it was like, it's not, the people aren't tired or worried about the finger guns.
You stupid or something.
People at the NBA's head office are sick and tired of getting meeting invites at 1 o'clock in the morning for an 8 o'clock invite to deal with this idiot over the same thing.
Yeah. Well,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's any boss anywhere.
Yeah.
If you have to deal with the same idiot making the same mistakes over and over and over again, guess what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to get tired of it. And you're going to go, you know what, dude? We're done with you.
Yep.
And they're done with him is finding and suspending him.
Yeah. In addition to that wildness, if you look at the Western Conference standings right now, the difference between the 3 seed and the 6 seed in the final stretch of this season with 5 to 6 games to play is only 2 games separating. Yep. Actually, it's 5 and 7 right now. Mm-hmm. Or 3 and 7, I should say. golly, number's hard. So the Denver Nuggets, if they hit the skids and they've lost two in a row, they could go from hosting as the three seed to the play-in game, which is wild.
It's so crazy. And again, it's actually 3-8 because the Clippers are a half game back. If the Clippers win tonight, they'll be tied in that same group.
It is
insanely tight. And this is what I was talking about with like the games across the conference and why it's going to be like, everyone's like, oh, you know, the Blazers, maybe they could sneak into the play, and the Warriors and Lakers might be resting the last two games of the season. I'd be stunned if they were.
Yeah.
Because seeding is so tight.
They're fighting.
They're fighting for matchups. They're grinding.
And last night's result of the Warriors and the Lakers, what a game. And Kevin Harlan was on his A game during that.
Approaching two to go. Warriors by seven. Green sets a screen. Curry three. Here comes Reeves. He'll fake a three. Hachimura gets off to LeBron. Green is right there. Here's a three, LeBron.
Dude, it was big shot after big shot going back and forth as the Warriors ended up pulling out a win last night in LA, which pulled them within a game of the Lakers. Okay, in the Western Conference standings, 123-116. But coming out of that, it's not just you had these back and forths where Curry, LeBron, Reeves are all making big shots left and right. It's the fact Luka Doncic could not hit the broadside of a barn.
First game in, was it 5 years, 6 years? He hasn't hit a three?
Well, it was since 2023, but it was a 114-game span since he last failed to make a three-point shot. He's gone 114 games, making at least one three. He went 0-for-6. It was the fifth longest streak in NBA history that Luka had, and he could not make a shot down the stretch. But what kind of amplified his poor performance and got a little bit of consternation with Laker fans is that
he got cooked.
He went down into the middle to try to take over. If you're not hitting from deep, right, be Luka. He tries to go up late in the game with like 23 seconds to go. Draymond strips him, and now we're going to see Draymond Defensive Player of the Year. He came up with three massive defensive stops on TNT. That push is going to be there for
publicly. Marcus Thompson, who's, you know, the kind of face of media for the Bay, he's been covering that team for a long time, back before they were good. And so he kind of gets the cachet nod of the, hey, can you start this narrative for us? Again, Draymond is the favorite in the betting books. Everybody that I talk to that covers the league, the people who actually vote on this stuff, he's going to be a consideration for all defensive team. I have not talked to a single voting media member that has Draymond Green as Defensive Player of the Year. Not one.
They're going to try to make it a thing.
I don't think he's even going to get a vote.
Oh, really?
I do feel like it's going to be spread out. You're not going to have a runaway Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
It's going to be close. But
if he has any more games like he had last night down this stretch, he may be in that conversation because
it's Defensive Player of the Year, not Defensive Player of the Quarter Year.
Yeah, I know, but recency bias and the fact that there's no standout, it's what can you do for me now in the last impression.
Voters are not good on this stuff, especially the folks that actually don't watch the rest of the league.
Yeah.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
But last night, we also had an individually historic performance. Giannis,
oh my God,
went for 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 20 assists.
20 assists is such a crazy number.
For a man of his size?
For anyone.
But Giannis is a freak of nature, and he needs to be piggybacking this team, and he has absolutely done that. But he goes 35, 17, and 20 in the Bucks because no Dame. Dame's got blood clots. He's not going to be playing.
They don't have Middleton anymore. Kuzma's turned into a pumpkin. Brooke Lopez is being relied on a ton, and he was good last. Here's the crazy
it
thing.
It took
about
everything they had to beat the
Sixers,
who are bottoming out.
Giannis had 20 assists and only 2 turnovers. He spent that much time on the ball and did not turn the ball over. What's even more insane, he's 10 of 11 from the line and 12 of 19 from the field.
So you add that.
Good Lord.
You add that last night to Jokic's 61-10-10 triple-double.
Yes, in a game that they lost in the last second.
Steph's 50-point, 5-steal with 10 made threes performance.
He had 10 rebounds, 8 assists. He was just short of triple-double.
And then in that Jokic triple-double, Westbrook absolutely blows a game and turns a win into a loss.
Smoked
with a layup
into
layup.
A fouled three.
All of everything that we just talked about has happened in 3 days in the month of April.
And Edwards went nuts in that fourth quarter of that Timberwolves win. Like, no, I mean, the basketball is basketballing very hard. And this is my
crazy.
This is my big argument. Make games matter across the board. Now, look, you're not going to get every single game, but my God, half the league can't not matter in a given night.
Yeah.
It just can't, man.
Yeah.
When you have like 8 legitimate, like, teams that don't want to win, that's 16 teams.
Mm-hmm.
If those 8 are playing non-taking teams, that's more than half the league off the table.
That's crazy.
On a given night.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
One last thing on that Lakers-Warriors game. LeBron went for 33, 5-9.
Mm-hmm.
Steph went for 37, 6 assists with 4 threes made. Those two combined for 70 points in the game. Their combined age, 77.
Yeah. Crazy.
The old dude's cooking.
Still got it.
Let's go.
It's just better training and nutrition.
That's right.
That's all it is.
Chef Curry. That's his nickname.
Yep.
That's what he
does. Just eating better.
That's
Pay no attention to the fact that how he looked when he came in the league versus how he looks now.
I will not do that.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.